This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israel announced Saturday an expanded ground operation, with the Israeli's defense minister saying the war against the Palestinian territories, Hamas rulers, had entered a new stage. From Jerusalem, Associated Press correspondent Sam Mendick provides this update on where things stand.
Israel is ramping up its attacks, conducting a bombardment campaign over Gaza, creating a near blackout of information. Israel said that it is expanding its military operations ahead of what is expected to be a full-scale ground invasion. On Saturday morning, Israel said it still had soldiers inside of Gaza, which is a change from what it's usually been doing, where it's been sending people in for night raids, but they have been coming back into Israel. Israel said that it has killed a top Hamas commander, as well as hit 150 targets, including underground tunnels. In Gaza, telecommunications, the internet, was completely shut down because of this bombardment. Palestinians were unable to communicate with each other. They said that this bombardment was unprecedented, something that they had never seen before.
That's AP correspondent Sam Mendick reporting. Israel's military spokesman, Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari, Saturday reissued an urgent call on the social media platform X, formerly known as Twitter, for Palestinians to evacuate to the south of the Gaza Strip ahead of an impending Israeli operation.
Attention, citizens of Gaza. Listen carefully. This is an urgent military advisory from the Israel Defense Forces. For your immediate safety, we urge all residents of northern Gaza and Gaza City to temporarily relocate south. Let me repeat. We urge all residents of northern Gaza and Gaza City to relocate south immediately. This is a temporary measure.
Hagari said the impending IDF operation is set to neutralize the threat of Hamas. This is VOA News. The Army Reservists who opened fire in a bowling alley Wednesday and then at a bar in the northeastern U.S. city of Lewiston, Maine, killing 18 people, was found dead Friday from a self-inflicted gunshot wound, ending an intensive two-day search that had the state on edge. Officials confirmed Robert Card, a firearms instructor who grew up in the area, was found dead in nearby Lisbon Falls. Reports indicated police found Card's body at a recycling facility where he had recently worked. Speaking at a news conference Saturday, Maine Public Safety Commissioner Mike Soschek said police had checked the recycling yard once before the owner tipped them off to a second place to look, an overflow trailer lot.
The owner of that facility did a great job because he was like, you know, this individual knows the property. He could be tucked in the back of one of these trailers because they're full of recycled metal and all this stuff. You could crawl over the top. We cleared the trailers. We cleared trailers that are there on that business footprint. Nobody had any idea that across the street, across Capitol Avenue, there's an overflow parking lot.
Iran's official IRNA news agency reported Saturday a 16-year-old Iranian girl, Armida Garavand, has died following an alleged encounter with officers over violating the country's dress code. Alice Rizzo reports.
Garavand had been pronounced brain dead last week after she fell into a coma on October 1st. Right groups were the first to make Garavand's hospitalization public, posting photos on social media that showed her unconscious and on life support. Reuters could not verify the pictures. They were concerned that she might face the same fate as Mahsa Amini, who died in the custody of morality police last September. The incident sparked months of anti-government protests that spiraled into the biggest show of opposition to Iranian authorities in years. Women are required by law to cover their hair and wear long, loose-fitting clothes in Iran and face public rebuke, fines or arrest if they don't comply. Iran has denied that Garavand was hurt by officers enforcing the mandatory Islamic dress code.
That's Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo reporting. Desperate families in Mexico are making missing posters and joining online groups to find loved ones out of touch since Hurricane Otis devastated the Mexican Pacific Coast city of Acapulco earlier this week. Officials say they're moving in supplies and getting people out of the devastated city of a million people. Mobile phone signals are returning to some parts of the city. Many residents are looking for relatives with the help of friends and relatives living in other parts of Mexico and the United States and are sharing information and searching for the missing. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events 24 hours a day at our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.